sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Adam Christou.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, an Apex Legends tournament gets hacked mid-game, Overwatch 2 is removing hero unlocking from their Battle Pass system, and Bellatro hits 1 million sales. Here is the news for Sunday, the 24th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Some wild scenes from the world of competitive gaming this past week, with some hacking drama like we've never seen before. During the Apex Legends Global Series North American Finals, hackers targeted players and enabled cheats mid-game. The first player, Gen Burton, was given a wall hack and quickly left the game, and the match was counted as legitimate regardless. But after it happened a second time, when player Imperial Howe was given an aimbot in the following match, Apex publishers EA had to step up and admit that something fishy was going on, and the finals were put on pause. Here's the moment it all went down.
Wait, what the f***?
Don't worry about it.
I'm getting hacked.
But I know, sure. Can you play the game?
Bro, I'm getting hacked.
I know, but can you play?
Yeah, but it's cheating. The f***?
I know.
And what?
Like what?
No, but is it f***ing up your game?
Yes, I can see everyone. Like, I'm...
You need to leave.
I didn't leave the game, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
The breach is thought to have been pulled off through a remote code execution bug and has sparked concerns over competition security. Developers Respawn have issued a statement saying that they're working on a series of security updates to protect players moving forward. Blizzard is hoping for a redemption arc this year for what was once one of the most popular multiplayer franchises in the industry, Overwatch. Overwatch 2 was released to a pretty rough reception from fans, with one of the biggest criticisms being that heroes were being locked behind Battle Pass progression. Developers Blizzard hope to turn that negativity around, though, announcing a bunch of changes for the upcoming Season 10. Here's Overwatch 2 director Aaron Keller describing what fans can expect moving forward.
Heroes are one of the most exciting additions to the game, and we want all of our players to have immediate access to them when they launch, which is why I'm thrilled to share that Venture and all future heroes will be free for all players when they launch.
It's a pretty major course correction for Blizzard, and one that will no doubt be welcomed by players who lost faith in the franchise when the sequel was released. Is it because they are now owned by Microsoft? For a full breakdown of all the changes coming to Overwatch 2, check out the link in our show notes. Speaking of Blizzard, the team announced that World of Warcraft's latest patch event, which launched this week, included a Battle Royale mode. The pirate-themed Plunderstorm is the first time the MMORPG has introduced a separate Battle Royale mode, and this one can have up to 60 players battling it out, and they're treating this like a live test on players. The developers themselves held in-house trials with staff participating in playtests and giving feedback, but now it's over to you scurvy dogs.
The event itself isn't even held on standard servers. Instead, when you log into WoW, you get to choose from the normal MMO or a server that holds the Plunderstorm event. Interestingly, fans have noticed that some of the spell pickup mechanics look very similar to a now-dead Battle Royale, Spellbreak, developed by Protolariat, which Blizzard acquired in 2022 and saw a lot of developers being absorbed into the Warcraft team. The team have said that they were really focused on trying to break the rules here and wanted to give their fans something experimental and exciting to play with. It definitely looks like it's paid off. If you thought about getting a PSVR 2 at some point but haven't gotten around to it, well, you definitely won't have to worry about stock running out anytime soon. According to reports from Bloomberg, Sony has temporarily halted production of the headset to stop its warehouses filling up with unsold stock. It's unsurprising that the sales have been declining. With a small catalogue of games available and compatibility only with the PlayStation 5, and the hefty price tag, people have been a bit hesitant on grabbing the accessory.
Bloomberg also reported that apparently Sony has started looking at getting PC support for the PSVR 2, which does make sense given recent talks of the company wanting to work proactively on PC releases. Honestly, the PSVR 2 is so expensive. Once you couple it with the cost of buying a PS5, you're looking at least $1,500. That's still cheaper than the equivalent on PC, but if you're a player who was skeptical on VR, it's much easier to say, nah, then yeah. Ubisoft revealed this week that they're working with NVIDIA's Audio Two-Face application, an in-world large language model, to create an AI prototype called Neo NPC, which uses generative AI to allow players to have more real conversations with NPCs. So say goodbye to dialogue trees of predetermined answers. The way it works is a developer or writer creates a character, their backstory, personality, hopes and dreams, conversation style, etc., and then the learning language model improvises dialogue based on what has been written.
It sounds terrible. I hate this. It sounds like there's a lot of tweaking and learning to get it right, but the team have created several characters for the project and have made some progress. They've also worked on creating guardrails to limit disruptions to the progression of the scenario in a game, and also to limit out and filter toxicity and inappropriate inputs from players. Oh boy. Look, this all sounds a bit fraught, and I do worry about what's going to happen to the writers and actors involved in this project. It also sounds like it could only take a few minutes before players find a way to get through some of the guardrails that this AI has and make these bots do something awful. We'll have to wait and see what happens with this technology. The deck builder game Balatro, which has taken the world by storm, has now hit over 1 million sales in less than a month. Announced via the game's X account, the team have revealed the exciting milestone and hinted at some more content on the way in the future.
Last week, we reported that the game had been removed from some online stores due to a sudden change in its game rating because of its gambling appearance and aesthetics. But it's great to see that even with that hurdle, the indie game has hit a massive milestone. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
South Park Snow Day is out this week. This entry is a departure from the franchise's turn-based RPGs of the past few years, being more akin to a roguelike, and features a brand new 3D art style. Grab it on PC, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and the Switch from the 26th.
Out on the 28th is the highly anticipated indie puzzler Pepper Grinder. Join Pepper and her drilling device Grinder in a quest to reclaim her stolen treasure. Navigate intricate puzzles and battle foes when Pepper Grinder comes to Switch and PC this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Adam Christou. Thank you so much for listening.
Sifter is produced by myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Barrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also the Walkthrough script editor.
Speaking of Gianni, he picked up a couple of gongs at the Australian IT Journalism Awards for his day job on Friday night. Congratulations, Gianni, on the big win. You can check out the Lizzie's full stream on YouTube, and a hearty congratulations to Checkpoint Gaming, who picked up the Best Independent Media Award.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Trent Custers from Melbourne's League of Geeks joins me to share the pretty candid story of how their studio almost came to its end.
The thing that I said to Blake, who's the game director on Jump Light Odyssey, and you know, we've got to remind ourselves, is that it literally was just a logic puzzle. Like, we did not have enough money to take one team all the way through till, say, late 2024, which is the amount of time that Jump Light Odyssey needed to be completed. We've got to put this one game that's already out there that has a bunch of potential and then invest it in this other game that, you know, very clearly, because we can see the wish list, doesn't have as, and it's always been the case, like Solium Inferno is the weirdo strategy game, right? It was never the commercial front runner out of the two. You know, you don't get to pick and choose. It actually, the decision is made for you.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.